we come back, my guest is a man who devoted his life to fighting CARE, the Council on American-Islamic Relations. They can't stand Israel, and his website exposes them. Andy Whitehead, we come back right after the news.
The only independent news talk network in the Middle East, Israel National Radio, presents the Tovia Singer Show. Here's Tovia Singer!
That an aircraft of some sort did hit the side of the Pentagon, corridor where a lot of army offices are located.
Wow.
And some
Jamie,
people were...
Jamie, I need you to stop for a second. There has just been a huge explosion. We can see a billowing smoke rising, and I can't, I'll tell you that I can't see that second tower, but there was a cascade of sparks and fire. And now this, it looks almost like a mushroom cloud explosion, this huge billowing smoke in the second tower. This was the second of the two towers hit. And I cannot see behind that smoke, obviously, as you can either. The first tower in front has not changed. And we see this extraordinarily and frightening scene behind us of this second tower, now just encased in smoke. What is behind it, I cannot tell you. But just look at that. That is about as frightening a scene as you will ever see.
Two people, and appeared to jump from the top floors, just under where you're seeing the smoke and fire.
That is extraordinary. The South Tower, the World Trade Center, has collapsed. Again, tell me, how long ago was it that you saw this?
This must have been about 5 minutes ago. And prior to that, you could see heads popping out of windows right beneath where that big gaping hole is. So there appeared to be people alive right below where the crash point was, and we're trying to find some way out of there. And just as the thing started to buckle, you saw them plummeting from that top floor.
At this most difficult hour, all Israelis stand as one with the American people. Our hearts are with you, and we are ready to provide any assistance at any time. The government of Israel has declared a day of mourning tomorrow, as we bow our heads and share in the sorrow of the American people.
Clearly, 9/11 changed all our lives. It changed the world forever. Andy Whitehead, his life was changed, and he did something about it. Anti-Care, that's his website. He's joining us right here on Israel National Radio. This is a great American. Don't touch the dial. All right, Singer here, Israel National Radio. There's an organization out there. It's called CARE. It's one of the most powerful pro-Islamic organizations in the United States, putting out the propaganda, defending radical Islam, and also attacking the Jewish state, attacking the principles that the U.S. and Israel are built on. My guest is one of the founders of, get this website, I want you to write this down. It's www.anti-cair-net.org, anticarenet.org with a hyphen in between. Andy Whitehead, welcome to Israel National Radio.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It's great having you on. Andy, you've devoted a lot of your time. You got a family, but you devote a lot of your time to this site, ensuring that folks around the world, and I imagine particularly Americans, understand the danger of this organization called CARE. Why are you doing this?
Well, I had a friend of mine killed in the 9/11 attacks, and I was kind of angry. I was looking for something that I could do. I mean, I'm way too old for the military now, but there was something I just wanted to do to strike back at radical Islam. And the more I read about CARE, its leadership and its spokesman, the more concerned I became. So I got together with some friends of mine, and I came up with the idea of Anti-Care. We took the CARE website address, and we just put Anti in front of it, and we arrived where we are now.
That's amazing. CARE is an acronym for Council on American Islamic Relations. My guest, Andy Whitehead, who has a website, Anti-Care, in defense of the Constitution. Let me just say this from the outset. You're a retired Navy guy, not Jewish. You care deeply about the United States, and CARE frightens you. Why are you so concerned about this organization?
Well, essentially because I believe they're pretending to be something that they're not. They speak well, they dress well, they know all the right buzzwords, and they certainly have a lot of important friends in Washington. But when you strip away the veneer and you read some of their unguarded comments or their public comments that haven't really been analyzed carefully, you get a completely different picture of this organization, and I think it's dangerous to the United States.
Give us examples so our listeners understand about the kind of language, the kind of things CARE might say on an interview on ABC, but other things that they have done. Help us understand this.
Nihad Awad, who is the executive director of CARE, made a statement that I am in support of the Hamas movement. Abraham Hooper, in response to a comment, said CARE does not support these groups publicly when he was talking about supporting Hamas, Hezbollah, and other terrorist groups in the Middle East. In addition, he made this statement, which I find is very telling about not only Hooper himself, but CARE. He said, I wouldn't want to create the impression that I wouldn't like the government of the United States to be Islamic sometime in the future, but I'm not going to do anything violent to promote that. I'm going to do it through education. That statement was probably, of all these statements, the one that scared me the most, because Islam right now does not have a good track record when it comes to democracy or universal suffrage or respect for human rights. So when Hooper tells the United States people, the American people, that he wants the government of the United States to be Islamic, I take him at his word, and I become very scared.
Andy, we've been told by the left that at 9/11, the U.S. had garnered all this sympathy from the world. The U.S. has squandered that affection that we had earned by losing 3,000 innocent people on that horrible Tuesday morning. And it seems to me that the reverse has happened, that the Islamic world has lost a lot of American affection and respect. How did you feel about Islam before 9/11?
To be honest with you, I didn't know that much about it. 9/11 was a wake-up call for me. In a way, I consider that very sad because I do a lot of reading, newspapers, online, magazines, you name it, I read it. And the fact that I was caught flat-footed convinced me that if it was so easy to hoodwink me as to what was happening, what about the millions of my fellow Americans? Because I'm just an average Joe. So I'm sure I wasn't the only one that was.
Abraham Hooper. Clearly, he is born in the United States, speaks with a regular American accent. He's on all the network news. He's interviewed on Fox, NBC. What's the deal with Hooper? He's got the big, you know, the white thing on his, the skull cap on his head. What's his deal?
I honestly don't know. That's why he frightens me so much. I know very little about the man's background. He makes a good presentation. He looks well. He speaks well. He remains straight on message. He doesn't deviate. He's very dedicated to his cause. Unless you read his words and really get into what he says, you would think that this guy is actually no different than a spokesman for a large corporation.
On your website, you put on here, quoting U.S. Senator Richard Durbin, CARE is unusual in its extreme rhetoric and its associations with groups that are suspect. And you also quote Charles Schumer, who's hardly a right-winger. He writes, we know CARE has ties to terrorism. What do you seek to do on your website? What information will our listeners get looking at your site?
Well, our biggest feature is our regular newsletters. Well, actually, our news and analysis that we send out on an irregular basis. And what we do is we comb the news and we look for public statements by CARE, either their news releases or through somebody else's interviews. And then we parse what they say. We analyze what they say. And we see how true it is. And when we find something that we know is not true, we expose it. That's what we do.
I want to give the website address out to our listeners. It's www.anti, A-N-T-I, www.cair-net.org. Andy, tell me this. Are you worried about American security? Are you worried about another terrorist attack on American soil?
For me, to be perfectly honest, it's not a question of if, but it's a question of when. I do believe there's going to be another attack. I have no idea when it's going to be. At this point, the Islamist extremists have to attack us again in order to demonstrate their strength. If they fail to attack us again, and if they fail to attack us not in a short time, then it'll demonstrate that they failed. And that's something they can't admit. Hmm. So, yes, I think we are going to be attacked again.
Most retired Navy guys voted for George W. Bush. I'm going to take a guess that you did. Are you satisfied with how Bush is handling America's security?
I am, and I'm not. I like Bush. I like the way he speaks. He's resolute. But I'm concerned because he has not secured the borders, and I think that's important. I think we need to beef up the Border Patrol, give them the tools they need to continue the battle to secure the borders. And I'm talking about the northern border and the southern border. Hmm. We need to make it as airtight as possible.
Israel uses profiling. You cannot get on. If you are an Arab and you try to get on an Israeli airline, LL flight, they're going to quiz you a few more times, check your luggage that many more times. Do you think that American security should start to profile and folks who come from the Islamic world, folks who come from countries that sponsor and support terrorism, they should be scrutinized further? What do you think about that?
Well, let me answer it this way. If I was going to travel to the Middle East, I would travel on LL. I would not even consider another airline. To answer the second part of your question.
He's very good. Do you notice he's very good at this interview?
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm very nervous.
That was an excellent answer. Go ahead.
Thank you. But my second concern is this. I've read a little bit about Israeli security procedures, and I'm no expert, okay? But I will say this. Every Israeli who works in security and who's been questioned about their security processes says, we profile for behaviors. We don't profile people. And I think there's a big difference. If you can train people the way the Israelis do, to look for behaviors that are odd, you know, something out of the ordinary, something that just doesn't look right, I don't call that profiling. I call that prudent investigation.
Tell you this, Elal does profile for folks who come from the Islamic world. Andy, when I'm getting on a plane, I see the security pulling a 76-year-old lady from Nebraska off the line and checking her. I get nervous, and when I see a guy from Egypt or Afghanistan, and he walks on because he's behaving nicely, it makes me very nervous. I don't feel like my security is well taken care of. What do you think?
I agree with you 100%.
If you're just joining us now, my guess is Andy Whitehead. He's got a family, and he's got a country that he loves dearly. He loves both America and his family very, very much. And he's devoted, I would imagine, his life to fighting organizations that threaten both his family and his country. Do you worry, Andy, by doing this kind of work, by having a website, anti-care-net.org, do you worry that you're going to get sued? Do you worry about your own security?
I do to a degree, and actually I'm currently involved in a defamation lawsuit with CARE, but I can't answer any questions on that. As far as my physical security, to be honest, at first I was concerned. But, you know, you come to a point where you just have to put your faith in God and say, well, if it happens, fine, it happens. But I'm not going to be deterred. I'm not going to give up until CARE goes away. One of us is going to be left standing at the end, and it's not going to be CARE.
As I said at the outset in this broadcast, you're not Jewish. But I can read your website, and you have a great admiration, affection for the state of Israel. Why?
Well, when I first read about Israel, and this was back in high school, it would have been back in the 70s, early 70s, I had a teacher, a fifth grade teacher, who had alerted me to Israel long before I had gone to high school. But when I was in high school, I had a teacher who was, I don't know if the word anti-Semitic was being used back then. I think the word was more anti-Jewish. And this teacher was talking about Palestine and how it had been robbed and the Jews had come in and done what they had done. Well, I decided to do a little research on my own, and I got a hold of my fifth grade teacher again. I saw her because we all lived in the same town. And I got some books, and I did my own reading, and I found that when the Jews went to Israel, I'm trying to think of a nice way to say this, Israel at the time was not a very nice place. It didn't have a whole lot of things going for it. It was barren. It had almost no economy to speak of. It was a mandate by the British that had been primarily ignored. I think the British would have left it in a heartbeat if they hadn't signed on to it. And when the Jews came in, they saw an opportunity. They took it. They built it up. They made it flourish. And the thing I find amazing, and this is the most amazing part of all, is Israel is a democracy like the United States. And I find it unconscionable that Americans would look to the Middle East for friends in Muslim-dominated lands, which are basically theocracies or thugocracies, and yet blame a democracy for the ills in the Middle East. I just don't see the connection.
The website address is anti-cair-net.org. That's the website address. This site has a ton of information on it. It analyzes all the major bigwigs at CAIR who devote their lives to attacking America, to attacking Israel, and to portray the extremist Islamic world as somehow they're a bunch of Boy Scouts. On your website, you put there, this is in anti-CAIR, this is in defense of the Constitution. I assume that means in defense of the principles that America was built on. Explain that to our listeners.
I agree with you 100%. I really can't add too much to that, except I'm glad I live here where I do have the right to speak my mind and to address my fellow citizens without worrying about a knock on the door in the middle of the night like I would if I lived in a Muslim-dominated country or if I lived in one of the other interesting places in our world where free speech isn't welcome in the public sphere. The reason I defend the Constitution is because it's a unique document. We're one of the few countries in the world that actually has a Constitution that derives its power from the people. And when you think about it, that's unique. I think the United States is the only country that has a constitution where the people grant the government power instead of the other way around. The government in the United States has no rights. The government in the United States only has powers. The people of the United States have rights. And I think that's unique, and it's worth defending.
Before I let you go, Andy, I'd like you to do this for me. You're an American Christian, and this show is heard throughout the state of Israel. The Jewish people can hear you. Jews throughout the Holy Land can hear your voice. You're an American Christian. You're speaking now to many thousands of Jewish people throughout the land of Israel. What is your message to them?
Stay strong. Keep your eye on the prize, which is the survival of your state. Don't let your guard down. Remember where you came from. Remember what you went through just a few, 60-odd years ago? There are people out there that want to do the same thing to you today. Keep your eyes open. And know that Americans, the most Americans, do stand with you. I certainly do.
Yeah. I was going to ask you that question. Do you find that most of your friends, most of the folks you go to church with, most of the people that you meet care about Israel?
I believe they do, but I also believe that a lot of Americans have been silenced in their vocal support for Israel. And a lot of that is due to the negative influences of groups like CAIR. And I think that's sad. But I do have hope that that's changing, because every time we read about another bomb blast in Israel or a bomb blast in New Delhi or in London or Spain, it kind of opens people's eyes to what's happening. And we're starting to realize that we're all Jews now when it comes to Islam. If you're not a Muslim, well, I should correct that and say a radical Muslim, you are in effect a Jew. And that is something that we have in common with them. We're all victims or potential victims. And that's something I don't want to see happen to my country. Actually, I don't want to see it happen to any country. I want radical Islam to go away.
Needless to say, all of this, your concern about the dangers of extremist Islam, all this was something not an issue for you. None of this was on your radar screen before 9/11. Is that right?
It's sad to say, but that's pretty much it. I hate to admit that I was so ignorant. I really do.
I'll bet you remember that Tuesday morning like it was yesterday. What were you thinking as you're watching this horror unfold on American television?
I thought, my God, we're at war. I thought that this would be a long war, and I thought that many more people were going to die before we were victorious. And I also felt back then, as I do now, that we have no choice. This is a war we have to win. If we don't, we're going to lose our way of life.
I want to say this to you, Andy, on behalf of our listeners who can't speak to you, whose voices cannot be heard through your telephone. I want to thank you for what you've done. God give you strength to continue, courage to work on this important website, which is filled with information. I want to give out this website again. It's anticarenet.org with hyphens in between each word. I want to spell it up. www.anticarenet.org. Andy Whitehead, thank you so much for joining us here on Israel National Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really do appreciate it.
No, it's great having you on.
Far, we've been traveling far.